Welcome to Girls in Heels. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Aprea, Nicole Napolitano, also known as the twins from Bravo's Real Housewives of New Jersey, who are always hearing, you never eat. Well, their response to that indictment is going to shock you. We'll talk about that, and we'll find out what happened to Nicole's car and why the girls were in Boston, and you're not going to believe why they were there and what they saw, and I can't wait to hear all about it. Hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, everybody. It's Teresa.
Hi.
Hi.
I see you over there eating pizza.
I am eating the yummiest pizza, and guess what we brought you?
What?
Pizza from Totone's, of course. Pizza from Totone's. As I'm eating it on this side of the window over here, Nicole and I were in Coney Island today before we came up to CBS.
Where I'm from, by the way.
Did I know this?
Oh, you didn't realize that I grew up in Coney Island?
No way.
I think I did.
You are a Brooklyn girl.
Brooklyn girl.
Wonder why we connected as soon as we met.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so anyone who doesn't know, Totone's is such an amazing pizzeria. Now, we have not been there for years, Nicole. I think it has to be 20 years. Of course, when we were little girls, yeah, like 7, 8 years old, we used to go to the beach at Coney Island. Mm-hmm. Totone's was only open on the weekends back then. Do you know that?
Right. Oh, yeah.
They would only.
I grew up there.
They were only open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
yep,
and that was at the weekends. And there were lines out the door.
Yep.
And
wait, do you remember when the old man was out of the dough? He would close the door
that's
and say,
right,
when, I don't care if you were waiting there for like 1 hour, and all of a sudden you're like the next person to order your pizza, and he's like, no more dough. Close the door. And
I'm like, he was like the pizza Nazi.
He was the pizza Nazi, yeah.
Yep, uh-huh.
And it closed.
And the lady was, oh my gosh, she was such a bitch. You remember,
yeah,
the waitress? She wasn't that great. But you want to hear the funniest thing? We,
yeah,
walk in there.
She's still,
she's
there.
Still,
she's
there.
Still there.
She is?
30 years later.
Isn't she, uh-huh, like 100?
She, believe it or not, she's not. And she actually looks really good. And the son is there now.
She doesn't look different. And
she doesn't look any different. And it's 30 years later. We're all grown up.
And the guy making the pizza goes, that's my mother. I swear, I thought they were like husband and wife.
Oh, no.
So
did he really say that?
He goes, yeah, mom. And I'm like, that's really his mother.
Whoa.
Teresa.
I'll tell you one thing.
She looks really good.
She looks amazing.
Maybe it's all that Filippo Berio olive oil in the pizza. I don't know.
Yeah, so we had to bring it up to you. So I'm like, Nicole, I'm like, we are bringing Totone's pizza up to Cooper.
I know. It's like just one bite of it and suddenly I'm a child again. Like I'm back in my childhood. And I remember that we would wait all week and that was the thing. We would go there Friday,
yeah,
and we would wait on that line forever.
The white pizza.
Yes.
The
and I forgot that when he ran out of dough, he'd come out and yell.
Totally. He was
about
crazy.
That.
That's it.
Yeah.
Close
he had
the door.
Such attitudes. Like,
no more pizza. Like,
yeah,
he was
not like
not
today
nice
in the restaurant business when
all.
You're so happy to see people. They, it was like, we
right, like now these
favor.
Days, people would be like, I'm not coming back to this place. I'm not going.
Oh, yeah, and we.
Oh,
back
no.
Then people like to, you know, we would like get abused and still go back.
Nicole
oh, no,
and I
my,
took pictures there. We'll post them on social media.
Yeah, please do. Mm-hmm. I remember one time my
get
dad
to see them.
My dad was waiting in the car and like gave me the money and I was like waiting in the line and I guess like while I was there I must have like I dropped a quarter, I dropped something, I just dropped like a little bit of it. So I got up there and I was short, literally like 25 cents or something, and he was like, no. He was like screaming at me. He made me. I was like crying. I went back to my dad, and I was like, looking on the. I was looking for the money on the
uh-huh.
street, like where I dropped it. Like he would not let me go for that quarter. Like,
no. They are so difficult, and they're still
yeah.
the same.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. So we're in there, and I'm like,
now you would need like 200 quarters.
Yeah.
To buy a
so
pizza.
Meanwhile,
oh, yeah.
this pizza. Oh, and the best thing is, the nerve of them, cash only, cash only.
Still,
no
still,
credit
cash
cards.
Only.
Cash only.
No, of course. Right. That way they don't have to report it.
Yeah, exactly. So meanwhile, cash only. So I go up. She's like, $22.50. So I'm like, okay. So now I see, I have, I'm not joking, okay? $22.50. I have 50 cents, whatever. I have a 20. I have a single. No exaggeration. I look at my sister and I go, I need a dollar. I think I had like a $50 bill. Okay. I needed one more dollar. Okay. After I'm talking to her and telling her, oh my gosh, I haven't been here in 20 years. You look amazing. A matter of fact, I'm going up to CBS right now. I'm bringing this to, you know, my co-host and I can't wait. And, you know, I'm even going to talk about you today on the podcast. You think she would have said, don't worry about the dollar?
No.
Swear to you. Yeah. Swear to you.
And I only walk around with my debit card on me. I'm like, no,
she's like, so I look
card.
At Nicole. I'm like, Nicole, do you have a dollar? I'm like, I just need one more dollar. I have $21.50 here. It's $22.50. And Nicole goes, no, I have my debit card. She's like, oh, look, you have a 50. I'm like, I know I have a 50. I didn't want to break it, bitch.
Because I can see that. I know what's in my wallet.
I know what's in my wallet, okay?
Please, I'm a 7-year-old without a quarter.
Without
she's
a
not
quarter.
Letting an adult go.
The nerve.
For a dollar.
The nerve.
Please.
So yeah,
okay.
It was great being
all right,
back.
So after that, the pizza's not that good. Everybody.
No, stop.
I'm teasing. I'm teasing. It's good.
It's delicious. And
it's
they
delicious.
Still use the best Parmesan cheese, Reggiano, and they use the Filippo Barrio.
Is that a mouse tail in there? What
listen,
is that?
Filippo Barrio, roach, by the way, is the only olive oil that would ever be in my house.
Really? What's it called?
Filippo Barrio.
Okay, spell it. Philip?
Yeah,
Oberio.
Filippo Barrio. Filippo Barrio. Yeah, I just Americanized it. Filippo Barrio. And that's the only olive oil my grandmother would ever use. My mother would only use, and now Teresa and I, like, that's it. We love that olive oil.
And you cook like crazy. Because I started the podcast by saying, you know, I love that Nicole was telling me the other day that people come over to her and they're like, oh, you never eat. And
yeah.
I mean, I've been with you guys. All I've done is seen you eat.
I hear it at least like probably 50 times a week. Like everyone always says that, whether I go out to a restaurant.
All right, just so you know, I'm really laughing because I'm like, yeah, Filippo. No, it really is Italian. It's F. I'm thinking Philip.
Oh, F.
Yeah, honey.
Okay.
It's
Filippo Barrio.
Yeah, okay.
I'll
just
a little
so
greet
you know, it's Filippo.
Filippo
right.
Barrio.
F-I-L-I-P-P-O, Barrio, B-E-R-I-O.
I know this
Filippo
stuff.
Barrio.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Oh, it's yummy.
It's the best.
Please, I use this.
Yeah. I love it.
I know exactly what it is now that I'm looking at it. I never look at the label.
Cook
that's what I'm saying. Who looks at the label? Really?
I cook with a lot of olive oil. Olive oil is so good for you. It's good for your skin.
Yeah, nothing's like
so
olive
anyway,
oil.
Getting back to that,
yes.
I tell people all the time, and my good
we
friends
eat.
Who know me, I eat. I eat a lot. I just eat the right kind of foods, and I cook.
Sometimes we don't eat the right kind
no,
of
no,
foods,
no, 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 no. Time out. I was going to get to that. It's all about balance. Because
I know.
Right now we're eating pizza. Yesterday, I mean, I eat ice cream every single day. There's not, if you look in my freezer, I have flying sauces, chocolate mint, chocolate chip.
We love Baskin-Robbins.
I mean, yeah.
So
my
yummy.
Freezer is
chocolate
filled.
Chip,
yesterday,
chip.
I had the vanilla soft serve with chocolate and tons of nuts.
Can I just say something?
Eat my sweet.
Excuse me, Nicole.
Yes.
Excuse me, Nicole. I just want to tell you something. You're telling Cooper and the whole world how much you love ice cream. Cooper, when Nicole and I were little and we used to take the school bus to school when
right.
we were about 8 years old, my father used to get us Baskin-Robbins ice cream. We had breakfast every morning, but we would get on the bus at literally 7 o'clock in the morning with cups of ice cream. From Baskin-Robbins.
And then we would bring it to our friends on the bus.
And we would bring it to all our friends on the bus.
Our friends' mothers
so
called
we had
my
ice
parents
cream in the morning.
And my mother and said, please stop making your daughters bring my daughter ice cream. In the morning.
First thing in the morning.
Uh-huh.
But I think that sped up our metabolism. But like I said, I cook
crazy.
Really healthy. I would love in the future to share quick recipes because I do cook fantastic meals in a short amount of time. And they're good, but they're satisfying. And that's what I love. Like right now, it's October. And I love making things with squash, acorn squash, butternut squash, spaghetti squash.
And we have tons
squash.
Of delicious
so next time maybe
farms
I'll,
by us.
Yeah. I'll, you know, talk about some recipes and I can post them on our, you know, website. Because it's so satisfying. Especially now, a lot of people, for instance, don't like to eat a lot of pasta. They're gluten-free.
Right.
Or they have celiac. So spaghetti squash is outrageous.
What do you
it's
do
so
with it?
Tasty.
Like, how does that substitute for pasta?
It actually is like stringy a little bit like it. But if you want to put a little bit like a dab of ricotta on it, you can. Or you can put like lots
tomato
of
sauce. Or you can
tomato
get,
sauce.
You can get that little, what's that little?
The
oh, God, it's this little shredder. It's this little apparatus. It's so cute. You get zucchini and it makes like pasta out of the zucchini.
Ooh.
So you can
just,
saute it
and
in
it's so
garlic
good, so
and oil.
Yeah, so that's like a pasta.
Herbs. Fresh basil. I love using fresh herbs. They're so good for you. I never buy bottled salad dressing. There's too many amazing herbs out there.
Do you grow them? Do you grow herbs?
I don't. As a matter of fact, next year we're looking to do an organic garden in Teresa's backyard.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's great. No GMOs.
If you can
soil.
Get me some basil. There's a time over the course of the year where I can't get basil.
Oh, I'll get it for you.
I apologize. I'm going to mispronounce this. Is it, do you say bruschetta?
Oh, bruschetta.
Bruschetta, okay.
Yeah,
I live on that. That's one of my favorite things to make, always. I love, love, love it. But I will not make
bruschetta,
it.
Right.
It has
say
to have,
bruschetta, right.
Yeah, bruschetta,
whatever.
Bruschetta.
Yeah.
I have to have, obviously, fresh basil. Otherwise, it's just a waste
absolutely.
Of time.
Absolutely.
But there's times of the year, even in New York, that you cannot find fresh basil anywhere. And I've been told that you can take it and freeze it.
You can.
You can.
It's not as good, right? That's stupid.
No, but you can do it. I've done that before.
Nicole's done it.
I've done it. I love basil. So I always have to have basil in my house. I make pesto all the time.
Oh, we can always get it. We have enough farms by us and enough people that grow it.
All my friends. You have to come out to Jersey. Yeah.
We'll get a few. We have it. We have basil 24/7.
You know, you brought
we're never short of basil.
You brought up Baskin Robbins. I totally forgot about this until you just said it, because you're talking about being a kid eating that ice cream. When I was like, I think I was 10 or 11, the Baskin Robbins near me had a poster contest where they wanted you to draw. I was really into art back then. They wanted you to draw a poster and you won, like, I guess you won money, you won scholarships. I think the ultimate, the person that got drew the best thing. They ended up getting like $10,000 towards like a college scholarship or whatever. And then they gave out a bunch of other prizes like in different age categories. So it was kids from like, I think it was from 7 to 17 or some really wide range like that. So I was 10. I wasn't going to draw as good as the 17-year-olds. But I did draw. I drew this big giant sundae and this little tiny chef with a little chef's hat. And he was climbing up a ladder holding a cherry to put it on top.
How?
And I won in my age category.
Yay.
So
go
I
Cooper.
I got $1,000.
That is so cool.
And
I love that idea. Do you still have it?
What, the $1,000?
No, that's long gone on your shoes you're wearing today.
The poster.
The poster that you had made.
No, because you drew it and then you gave it to them.
Oh, and they kept it.
They posted it in the store. They framed it and hung it in the store near me. So they kept it. It's in their archives or it's in their trash. I'm not quite sure which. But the other prize that came with it, so I got $1,000 and I also got this little card with 31 ice cream cones on it. So I got free ice cream for a
month.
That's
like a kid's dream.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I was like, $1,000, care less about that. Give me the ice cream.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah.
My
and
dad
now
was,
it's football season, so Baskin Robbins, remember always as a kid, quarterback crunch.
Quarterback crunch.
Football
love
season.
That, flavor, yeah.
That came out. Quarterback crunch.
And so how do you eat ice cream every night and not gain weight? I'm not kidding about that, because that was my big problem. When I was going through my hardest time, I felt like ice cream was my biggest comfort, and I would just eat it every single night. And I mean, really, 20 pounds like that.
I do. Well, thank God I don't gain weight. I'll get a pimple at my age. I still buy Clearasil, but...
genetics plays a lot into it.
But genetics, but I have to tell you something. Yes, it does, but at the same time, it's all about balance. So I do eat my ice cream. I will have my pizza for lunch right now. But for
dinner... I'm eating this whole pie sitting here right now.
But again, like
this
I said,
so
it's about balance, where I'll have my ice cream, but for dinner, I make really good, healthy foods. Stuff that's high in fat, but not saturated fat. Like, I love avocados. I love crab meat. I'll make outrageous salads. Mm. Things like that. I cook with a lot of vegetables. I do a lot with chicken. So I kind of stay away from the red meat. I'll do it maybe once a week while I'll have a nice filet mignon.
Oh, see, I do. I love
my boys,
steak.
I make tons of steak for them during the week.
Steak.
I'm constantly, like, their snack, my boys, are filet mignon sandwiches.
Right.
Because
but
they
steak
need
steak is not fattening. It's protein.
No. I just, it's protein.
It's really the carbs.
But I choose.
I feel that put on the weight.
It's
I
not
feel
carbs.
Like,
I just don't think
I know
meat
when I need
is that
to
healthy
slender
for you.
Down a little bit if I'm feeling
it's
a little
not
full.
Good for your intestines. Come on, Teresa.
Grass-fed meat is totally
steak
fine.
Look,
leave me alone.
Steak stays in your intestines forever.
Oh,
forever.
Shut up.
Cows are
shut
dirty.
Up.
No.
You should have seen my big Bobby Flay's burger last night. Talk
I
about
don't
balance.
Mind that, but it is.
Talk
I'm
about
sorry.
Balance.
Steak
I had onion rings. See, you're not an onion ring girl. I'm an
I
onion
like
ring.
Tofu.
I'm a burger girl.
You are a burger girl.
I like
girl,
my burgers and onion rings. And
that's why you're 10 pounds heavier than me.
I am. I'm bigger
she
than
She eats a
I.
lot more meat than me, Teresa.
Imagine I'm 10 pounds heavier than
no,
I could
is.
Almost be a vegetarian. Like, I love my meat once in a while.
I like
but
my meat.
I
have a fuller ass than you, so I like it.
You
more
guys look the same size. Where do you carry extra weight?
In my ass, in my
really?
Boobs. I don't know. I do. I have a bigger butt than you.
Okay, Tata.
Tata.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're
Auntie Tata.
Auntie Tata.
Auntie Tata. I guess you're Auntie Coco. I'd rather be Auntie Tata.
Well, by the way, we never spoke
I don't know,
about
but we wear the
why.
Same clothes.
Talking about getting back to the pizza, do you know why we were in Coney Island today?
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Why were you even there? Because
what,
you live in New Jersey. What were you doing there?
Why were we in Coney Island before we had to come up to CBS today? Because I had to bring my car to the mechanic shop.
Ask why. Can I tell you why first? And you can tell why.
Okay, wait. So, Teresa, you say why Nicole's car was in
the
shop.
Put it this way. My mom called me the other night and said, she texted me and said, when she dropped me off, she said, Colt's neck is short of one deer.
Oh, my God.
The text I got from my mom. Colt's neck is short, one deer.
Okay, Nicole, what happened?
Okay.
Driving home, dropped Teresa off, coming the back way into my development, Stonehill Road, it's very dark, there's a big field on the right-hand side, and out of nowhere, dashes a deer in front of my car. Uh-huh. I have so much deer hair. In my headlights.
And there's some gross stuff. Did he spit up on your car?
It's really... I'm not joking. I think he regurgitated on my car as well.
This brown stuff.
It is. I know, Teresa.
But it looks like
I wasn't
spit.
Going to bring
it,
that.
It wasn't... It lo-
oh,
wasn't,
spit? You actually think it's spit, well, Teresa? It like, does a deer spit? No. It was gross.
How fast were you going?
Not fast at all because it's a dark road. There's no lights. And I'm aware that there's many, any time in Colts Neck when there's a field,
right?
We have many fields, corn fields and pumpkin fields now. I always go slow. So thank God. If I was going fast, I would have killed it. I did not kill it. What happened was.
It could have come through your window.
Well,
wait, you didn't die?
But you still should have been.
No, wait, I want to tell
you. You still should have been going about 10.
Teresa.
Nicole, you hit a deer and the other thing
did
was throw up on you.
It rolled and then it
rolled.
Took off. But
oh,
I want to tell you something.
This, my baby.
This is the second time a deer ran into my car. A few years ago when a deer ran into my car, it was one of those ones with the, what do you call those?
Antlers? Called antlers.
It's
you should know that.
I know.
When you were a little kid in Christmas time.
No, but there's a name for people who hunt when they have what? 11 pointers. It was like an 11 pointer.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was huge.
I don't like people who
listen
hunt.
To this.
I think
it actually.
It really is.
Ran into my car, okay? Mm-hmm. Rolled. I was a nervous wreck. It actually rolled to my windshield.
No, they played dead. They played dead.
No, time out. Listen to this. Rolled into my windshield. Cracked my windshield.
What?
Listen to this. Rolled off my car. And now I'm like, oh my gosh. I get out of the car because now the deer does not get up. Okay.
Oh no.
I get out of the car. He's laying there. Out of nowhere, he jumps up. He gets up and he runs away. The other night, hits my car.
You were very upset.
I was so upset. Hits my car. What do you know? Stops, like, on the floor. Gets up and runs away.
Whoa.
And her car, you have to see the front of her car.
Oh, it's so dented.
It's so dented. It is smashed in.
Wait, thank God you're okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as bad as
because
it is.
Because I wasn't driving fast.
I know you feel badly because we all love animals and we don't want to see them dead. We don't want to be the reason why they're dead. I understand
that. Like a murderer.
But I have to tell you, I mean, I hear all the time people that are really badly injured, if not worse,
yes,
because of a deer. Like, you're perfectly fine?
I know, yeah. I mean, thank God
injury, nothing.
Thank God I was wearing my seatbelt, so it was good.
No, I know.
Last time I hit the deer, I wasn't wearing my seatbelt, and I kind of, like, hit. I had a bruise. I hit the windshield, too, because I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. That was years ago.
Now
I always wear my seatbelt. But I have to tell you how much I love animals.
I got bounced around that time.
Last year, I dropped off my son, Joey, at school. I have to tell you.
Wait, the bird?
I was coming, yeah.
This is how Nicole loves animals.
This is how much I love animals. I was coming down Montrose, and two little birds were flying in front of my car. One hits my windshield.
And
okay?
they were playing a little love song.
Love birds. Like, it's almost like Snow White or Cinderella. Like, I heard them singing, like, you know? They would fly in front of my car.
Wait to see what she did.
One hits it. I'm like, oh no, don't even tell me. The bird, I killed it. I actually pulled the car over.
And tried to resuscitate it.
I actually got.
She took her fingers and started killing it.
No, I did not touch my fingers. I had a pen and a pencil in the car. I was looking for two things, and I was actually pressing on the bird's stomach. I'm not joking. On my children, I was pressing on the bird's stomach. I thought maybe like
resuscitate it. Yeah. That's not the stomach, it's the chest, baby.
I know, but I thought like, you know, like staying alive. They say the compressions.
You got out of the car and tried to resuscitate a bird.
Like I was doing the compressions on the bird.
I thought you were gonna
thinking
get it.
That I could bring the bird back to life.
With two pencils?
I wasn't
you
successful.
Should have opened up his mouth and started blowing.
No, I wouldn't go that far. But I tried to give the bird compression and it didn't work. So sad. I was so sad that day.
You know what? I'd have a piece of pizza.
So you didn't try to like listen to its little heart to see if you got it moving again? Like
No. Oh. It was so dead. And then I didn't feel so bad because then I told my friend's mother the story. I was like, I can't believe it. I hit the bird when I was driving. She goes, Nicole, Marie,
yeah.
Mario's wife, says, Nicole, don't feel bad. She goes, my bird that my husband loved that we had for years, she goes, I just got this new refrigerator. And it was
Like the Sub-Zero ones, once it closes, the suction
is like really tight.
Oh, no.
She goes, I opened the refrigerator, the bird went in, closed right away, and squished my bird.
No,
so I didn't feel bad because at least
sick.
I didn't.
All right.
At least it wasn't
stories.
My pet, but
awful.
I didn't want. Yeah, so it happens. It's just very sad.
Yeah, you're right. It happens. Yeah.
Well, honey, you better start really slowing down. Birds, deer, you need to slow down.
Well, thank God I'm making the sign of the cross. Thank God it was the bird and the deer.
Slow down, baby.
There was only one casualty out of that.
You're like sort of like a death Snow White.
Yeah. Aww, that's horrible.
The animals love you,
really?
But then they come to you
really?
To die.
Then where, exactly. All right. Then I'm waiting for my sexy prince to kiss me and wake me up, baby. Yeah.
I feel bad for him because I don't know if kissing you is a good idea.
I'm a very good kisser, by the way.
I'm not saying you're
a bad
kisser.
I'm a very good kisser, okay?
I'm saying it's the kiss of death.
Yeah, I love to kiss.
Exactly, those frogs.
I love to kiss, by the way. I think kissing is very passionate.
How did... we're talking about killing
animals dying. Because
she brought
up about
dying,
Snow White.
And you're talking about
kissing.
So if we're
talking about animals, then I'm talking about the happy ending with the prince.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, I love my boyfriend. I love kissing him, but there's nothing like those first kisses when you first start dating somebody.
Well, they say the dopamine lasts for up to 2 years, a year and a half to 2 years.
Yep.
The
oh,
dopamine.
Well.
Wait,
when you're,
one
you're
kiss
in love.
Lasts for 2 years?
No. The dopamine that is released in your body when you are in love.
That's why kissing is so
lasts
important.
For
right.
a year and a half to 2 years.
Yeah, I agree.
And then
I
after that, then they say it's the emotional connection where.
No, but you're
that's
right.
True.
You have
first,
to carry it on from there.
Yeah.
I know. Don't you love that, Nicole? Like that first kiss, that first.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some people that are really addicted to that. Like, do you remember, like, the guys that you used to date back in the day? I don't know if you had these guys, but I dated lots of them, where about 3 months into the relationship, they would just disappear because they just liked the beginning of the relationship. They liked that, like, adrenaline. They liked that first kiss, the first everything, you know. And then once that was over, once you were, like, a conquest, they just moved on to the next woman that they had for 3 months at a time.
Wow. We're gonna have to get Reno here and get his opinion. No, like a guy's opinion. What?
I'm laughing because I didn't go through that.
You didn't go through that. Oh, I forgot. You guys have been.
Oh, no, Nicole, no, you're just perfect.
No. I told you, I was the type that had a boyfriend. I never, like, kissed a lot. Like,
right.
I just had a boyfriend and then broke off and then had another boyfriend, so... I didn't do, like, the kissing thing. Now it's fun. Now I can kiss.
I went through a phase where I had, like, several, like, three-month relationships and then 6 months, you know, like just, like, a lot of short relationships for a while. And I was almost, like, one of those people where I really liked that, like, adrenaline rush in the beginning. And then once you get to know the person, I was like, gotta move on.
Well, I think a lot of people feel that with kissing. I think in the beginning it's so passionate. I think we were talking about that, too, with our friends and, you know, being married for so long, right? Nicole, you were talking to friends of ours saying you need to keep that alive. You need to keep kissing alive because sex is easy.
Right.
You know?
It's true.
Everybody's always, you know.
My mother's pastor of her church many years ago, do you remember? He said, even when you're married, before your husband leaves the house, kiss him for 90 seconds.
Wow.
And when he walks through the door, kiss him for 90 seconds.
I must have forgotten that. Wow.
And did she sit there with like a second hand?
Yeah.
Just like give you an idea, like when your husband, it shouldn't just be like, mwah, honey. You know what I'm saying?
No, but kissing
really kiss
is very
because it
important.
Keeps that.
We're going to have to get Reno on here and get like a guy's point of view.
Yes, definitely.
Because as much as we can kind of assume,
right.
we don't really know like
men
where their
Mars,
heads are at.
Men are from Venus.
Yeah,
we are two
men really
creatures.
Are from Mars. I agree. We're
but Teresa,
very different.
Do you and Reno have any like not traditions, but like things that you like for us. Like my boyfriend will always kiss me before he goes to bed, even if I'm sleeping, and he comes to bed afterwards. He will kiss me, and I know I've been kissed. Sometimes it wakes me, but most of the time, it's really sweet. Like I think it's amazing that he can't go to sleep unless he's kissed me. That's his thing. Do you guys have anything like that?
No, but I have to say, I'm very kissy as it is. Like I do kiss goodnight, mwah. When I'm leaving, I always give a kiss. goodbye, even to my parents. I'm always...
You do?
Always, always. As soon as I see my mom and dad and my husband. So it's everybody. It's my... Nicole, even you. Like, when I see
I
I'm
do.
Like, hi. When we leave, we kiss.
We kiss. We
so
say I love you
I
when
think
we leave
that's
each other.
Just even... a cultural thing with us. It's mm-hmm. so funny, even growing up. But I do kiss my husband like goodnight and goodnight, babe. And my husband has a lot of traditions. My husband would just...
It's been a long time for me, so I can't answer that.
Yeah, he would...
Like, what do you mean he has a lot of traditions? Like,
no,
what kind
no,
of...
I mean, he doesn't have traditions, but like, my he's like a typical guy's guy. He would just, you know, be like intimate every second of the day, you know?
He has a lot of testosterone.
He has a lot of testosterone. Oh. He does. I would like to get his opinion. We'll have to get him in and get his feedback.
They say that about the baldies. I mean, I used to only date bald men for that reason because they can.
Really?
They say that
about bald men. Really?
The reason why they go bald is because they're so full of testosterone. That's what I've read.
I don't think testosterone would keep your hair.
No. And I got to tell you,
it's very good for your skin
because like estrogen,
men that have high testosterone, even women, their skin looks really good.
Testosterone works differently than estrogen does inside the body. And what's interesting is like I really went through a phase where I would only if I met a guy with hair, I was like, oh, like I wanted the baldies because because I think that to me there was always a correlation between like the passion and the lack of hair.
Wow.
Which is why like my boyfriend now is sort of like defies all odds, like everything that I learned prior. You know, I feel like the best relationships I had, the men that I was most passionate about. With like the least amount
nice
of hair.
He has nice hair.
Yeah, he has a lot of hair.
So maybe my next boyfriend should be bald.
Well, now
depends
we
what
know.
You're into. Yeah, now we know. More sex.
Passion. Bald-headed guys are very passionate.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I've read that before. Who knows? I mean, that's the current study. You know, in 6 months they'll find something else.
It seems that way. Yeah, I guess I've.
Before we run out of time, I want to hear about your trip to Boston because I don't want another week to go by before I've been dying to hear about this trip that you guys took.
People thought we were crazy because it was cold and it was rainy and the hurricane was supposed to come, which we never got, Joaquin. And there was
Christy did call a state of emergency.
Jersey. That's the weekend that you drove to Boston?
Yeah,
that morning.
Yeah.
Friday morning. Yeah.
Friday morning, and there was a nor'easter, and Jersey did have a lot of flooding. People were calling me parts of Jersey saying, Well, our backyard is, you know, we're flooded and we're underwater. I'm like, where are you underwater? I mean, God, it was, but I was like, where?
So we did get in the car that morning on Friday.
We did.
We ventured out. And
you were a little scared.
I was nervous.
Not me. I'm like the post office. I'm like the post thing. I go.
Teresa.
Sunshine. Snow. Office. I go. I'm Nicole and I are like Thelma and Louise.
I had the right to be concerned,
like,
Teresa.
No, because there was a nor'easter. Everyone's like, it's going to be dangerous and the weather's bad.
Well, who drove?
I did.
Teresa drove.
Okay.
And I drove a little. No,
really? You did not drive anything. No, you did it. No. You drove into Boston for five minutes while I was putting on my makeup.
It took us 7 hours to get there because Teresa did not listen to the navigation because she thinks Google Map.
No, you did not listen.
Well,
like, always, I know, because I always take 87. I always take 87.
You can take 87 because that's how we came back from the Sagamore. And you're like, I'm like, Teresa,
but I do. It was the wrong way. But it is.
Google Map.
It
is. Not telling us.
You take
that direction.
17 to 87. And there's a little place that I love.
We had to turn around and come all the way back.
It's my favorite rest stop where I get all my hot pepper in a jar.
So is that
so
why
good.
You want to take us an hour and a half out of the way?
It's
so
not an hour and a half
jar.
Out of the way. We forgot. We took the wrong way there. Next time I'm going to take you there next time.
Okay,
that's
Teresa.
The way we go.
That's maybe anyway, when mommy goes with you to Boston.
Anyway.
Not when I'm
okay,
in the
so,
car
so,
with
so
you.
Teresa, we went, so you're driving and you're going to get the peppers, but you're on your way to Boston.
Yeah, and then Nicole decided to go a totally different way, which we did. Yeah, so that's that. Anyway, we did it. We went. We got there. We were safe. We were fine. We met my cousin Ronnie, who lives in Chicago. He got off a flight. We all had dinner together. We had a great time. We went out for drinks. The next day, we went to go see my uncle.
Yeah.
Now, where was your uncle?
I'm not going to get into it too much.
Okay.
But he's away for a few years.
Okay.
Yeah.
He should not be.
Oh,
but
right.
He is.
Okay,
he
I see.
And he should not be. And it really aggravates me when all of a sudden they pass this new law. Just, I think yesterday they let 2,000 people out of prison who were, drug dealers.
Cartel?
They were drug
That's
dealers.
That's disgusting.
So here they are.
Wait, were they drug dealers that...
People who got arrested for drugs.
No, but this was different. Did they get arrested for doing drugs, or they got arrested for dealing drugs?
Dealing drugs.
Dealing.
Oh. Dealing drugs, doing drugs.
Which they should be away.
Whatever
for a very long
time.
Drug dealers should not even come.
Whatever
I have no
it
patience
was,
for drug dealers.
People involved with drugs, all of a sudden, I saw yesterday on Fox that they let 2,000 people, they released from prison because they're doing this new thing with freeing up the prison and blah, 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 all the stuff. Bottom line is there are innocent people out there who should not be in prison.
Right.
Like my uncle, and then you let these drug offenders out, which I—that's one thing that I get irate over. Yeah. I have two teenage
boys. Drug dealers and keep sex
drugs
offenders in jail
are rampant, and it just upsets me.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
They should do the time. They should have put their.
Are you for legalizing drugs?
Legalizing?
No, I'm not. I'm just not. It
Teresa,
just
you're not.
I'm not. It doesn't seem right to me. I'm sorry to me. A drug is a drug is a drug. I know, and my friends disagree with me. Some of my friends agree with me. I don't think so. I don't know how you feel, Nicole. I don't think
are
so.
Are you legalizing some drugs and
this
not
is
others?
This is where you wouldn't think so, but I am. I feel that if they legalize it and if there are these places like out west that are selling it.
Well, Colorado's doing amazing. The state is financially is doing
marijuana,
great.
Marijuana, again.
And Christy wants to stop it. They're what? Like, why would you want to stop it? The state is
well, you know what? At least taxpaying dollars, not like our taxpaying dollars that are going to Planned Parenthood, where they're spending $500 million and they're doing crazy things over there that I don't want to get into right now because I'm talking about drugs. But what I'm saying is medicinal marijuana, yes, I do believe they should legalize it because there's marijuana out there that these drug dealers are selling off the street
Don't buy that bullshit about Planned Parenthood, by the way.
Why don't you say that?
No.
Don't
buy all the negative stuff about them because
they're
funded.
I think they're funded. I think it's wonderful what they do.
No,
people to go there and get birth control and people
exactly.
to get abortions. I think it's magnificent.
No,
right, don't say it's magnificent. That sounds horrible.
No. I shouldn't say that.
I mean,
the birth control and the STDs, that kind
I'm
of
against
stuff.
Abortion.
Yeah.
I am against abortion.
All right, you can't say that.
But.
Yeah, every woman has a choice.
No, and that's her right to feel that
that's
way.
That's my right, Teresa.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
because
it is
I know
wrong,
so many
yes.
of my friends who couldn't get pregnant and who wanted babies.
I agree.
And they did all these testings and infertilizations, and it still didn't take, and blah, blah, blah. And if someone could just hold that baby for 9 months and then give it up to adoption and give that baby a home, maybe that child that got aborted would be the next person to cure cancer, or maybe that person who... that child who got aborted would be the next one to stop whatever it may be.
I agree, but the whole pot thing, I don't know. I'm against. I can't stand it. A drug is a drug is a drug.
How
fine,
many drug dealers
pot,
out
but
there,
Nicole,
Teresa?
But let me tell you something. And look at weed. Look at weed, how everyone's
weed?
Saying. After going to
if
that
going
event
to-
last week, okay, with Steered Straight, how every single person, that every mother that was there, that their kid was addicted to heroin, whatever, said, if I could only go back and I thought that marijuana was okay and it was the gateway drug. Every single mother said that practically. Oh, if I could only go back, I thought marijuana was just marijuana. Weed was just weed. No, it's not. It's a drug. These kids want more and more and more and more and more.
Teresa, do you think if, because you guys have kids, I don't, but do you think that, so as a kid, because I know that I would do stuff just to piss off my parents. So if pot was legal, then it wouldn't be as exciting, right? I mean, I don't think I'd want to smoke pot. If I was trying to anger my mom, I don't want to do something legal. I want to do something that's going to anger her. So do you think if pot was legal, it wouldn't be the gateway drug because kids wouldn't really get started on it because they wouldn't be into it?
No, I think it would make it easier for them. I think it would just make it easier.
Well,
when I went to school in Italy,
you could drink at a young age there at 18, and no one goes around. We would go to clubs all the time on the weekend, and no one was smashed in Italy.
That's a
like
good example,
the clubs
Nicole.
Here.
Yeah, that's a really good
like
example.
It's almost like they're allowed to drink. They grow up with the wine on the table and the alcohol. So it's not crazy. Walk around Italy now. You don't see these kids totally bombed.
Right.
No, I don't know.
Because they could drink at 18.
I've just seen, where we live, Monmouth County, it's the second largest drug.
It is. There's an epidemic.
Ocean's number one. Monmouth County is number two. To me, something needs to be done. No. Teach your kids. No. These parents have their
heads up their asses. They live vicariously through their children. I see where we live. They want the, as long as their kids are popular, wake up,
well,
you dumbasses.
Well, I see it with some of my
wake
son's
up.
Friends' parents. They say, well, pot's better than drinking because they
won't
imbeciles. Get alcohol poisoning.
They won't get alcohol, but no, teach your
and
kids
I'm like,
that,
okay,
you know what,
so basically,
a drug is a drug is a drug. I am so headstrong about it.
Right.
I am, that's one thing I am. You know what, I'm going to start, you know, going out there and speaking to these kids.
My thing, there's like, as a psychologist, only because I know so much about brain development and neuropsychology and stuff, my only problem is that I know that there are certain parts of the brain that are still developing, and I know that there are certain drugs that kind of change that development. So if I had a kid and my kid was doing, I mean, look, I tried drugs. I did drugs when I was a kid, and I'm fine. But right. I know that's not everybody.
It's a lot different.
And
now.
I would worry if there was a kid that was more vulnerable, that like he would do too much stuff, or you know, before he can make the right decision. You know, it's funny. It's like when you're young, you do stupid stuff because your brain's not fully developed. You're not thinking about the consequences of your actions. You're just doing stuff.
I don't know.
And then you get older, and it's like now you know better. So I just feel I worry about kids doing drugs that don't understand the consequences of it. And
they don't,
that
Cooper.
That's the problem.
Because now these days, and I know because I'm hearing it from my 17-year-old son, Mom, people say that marijuana is natural, and they don't have all the bad things that cigarettes have in them. So then I pulled up a picture of a lung. Of a 5-year lung of someone who smoked cigarettes, and then a lung of someone who smoked marijuana for 5 years. And the person who smoked marijuana for 5 years, their lung was so much more black than the cigarette smoker. So I showed it to my boys, and they're like, that can't be true. Why do they say marijuana is all natural?
Right.
And I'm like, well, here's the picture.
Tobacco's
here's the
natural, too. They grow tobacco.
They
it's
grow
the
tobacco, but it's the
carcinogens
in the filter that's so unhealthy for you.
But the actual tobacco itself. But see, so if your kid, if that's his argument, then why isn't he going and buying just the tobacco and rolling it himself then? It's because smoking
that's
is what's
thing.
Been.
These kids are chewing.
These kids
they're doing, what is
chewing
that called?
Tobacco.
Chewing
and I'm
tobacco.
Like, seriously, guys? Like,
that's what they're doing, these kids.
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, the bottom line is one thing I am is a strict parent. I don't care. I have no patience. I have no patience for dumb ass parents. That there are parents, don't get me wrong, that are great parents and stuff happens. But when I see these parents that are very lenient and they're like, oh, you know what? It's and I've heard it from none of my friends because my friends would never put up with that. But friends of your kids' parents, dumb asses, that have said, oh, you know what? It's just pot. It's just pot. And, you know, they're not drinking. And it is natural. No, it's not natural. No, it's
right,
not.
Because
parents need to be so strict today to say, you know what? Until you're 21 and on your own, you're under my roof. And you know what? It's unacceptable. I catch you doing drugs. Like there's got to be major consequences.
Right.
How's about it's not even happening? I don't know. I just feel so strongly because I see these kids today. And you know what? It's up to us to be so strict to not even give them an inch. That's where we have
to be. The real question is why? Like, if I had a kid that was 15 and I caught him with, you know, cocaine or something, I would just be like, why do you feel the need to? Is it just because you want to try it?
That's good.
Or is something going on in your life and you're using the cocaine to self-medicate? Is there depression I'm not aware of? Is there something organic going on?
That's a good point.
Because that's the bigger issue, that the reason why a lot of kids do drugs is not because they're only trying to piss off their parents or because they just want to see what it's like.
Yes.
A lot of them are self-medicating. They do have issues going on because they're not talking to their parents because they're afraid their parents are either not going to understand or it's about their parents, or their parents are so busy in their own lives.
They're so busy. And you know what? You're right, Cooper. That I think you hit the nail on the head. That's the main key for parenting.
But your
and
children
you said it.
Have to
no,
be
but you
your
know
first
what?
Priority.
No, it's communication. And I
parent.
Always said that. People say, you should write a book. And I say this in all humility. You should write a book. You know, you raised an amazing kid. What are your secrets? Or what's, you know, how did you get such success? And I say, you know what? I always told my friends, listen to your kids. Listen. Just listen to them and constantly be in communication with your kids.
And be
like
present.
Any relationship, be present and listen to them. And if you do, you know what? You're always going to know what's going on in their life. Exactly what you said.
Right.
You would ask your child, what is it? Why are you doing this?
Right.
What's going on in your life? You know, that's key.
Because maybe something happened to them at school. Maybe like, you know, they're being bullied or a teacher touched them or something really hard. You don't know what's going on with your kid. Because if your kid suddenly turns to drugs, you should probably be pretty sure that something happened. You need to find out what happened.
You're right.
And fix that rather than just say, stop doing cocaine or stop smoking pot.
Right.
You got to get to the root of why they've suddenly at this age started doing it because something happened.
Great point.
Yeah. That's
great
what I
point.
Say.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we've come to the end of another Girls in Heels.
Girls in Heels.
Yeah. Wait, before we go, Halloween's coming up. You guys have any plans, anything you're doing I need to know about?
Well, let's
see. First of all, I was supposed to be in L.A. at a party, and who knows? I still may be catching a flight. I'm going to check it out with Reno.
My cousin Amy is an artist, and she paints this amazing haunted house in North Jersey.
Well, they work on the props. It's called the Bane House or whatever. It's scary. I'm not going back.
Hold on. I was on my way there last year, and then I heard how scary it was, and my son Joey got a little freaked out. He was like, Mom, I really don't want to go.
Giovanni was great. Giovanni wants to go back. He loved it.
Giovanni, Teresa.
You'll love it. You know what? You should go with Giovanni. I will not go back. They try to shove me in a morgue drawer.
Yes.
They throw you. How's about this? My girlfriend,
and they separate you.
They throw you
in separate dark rooms.
They separate you.
They
throw
you
down you. Things. They're allowed to touch you. They throw you down the slide, and then you wind up somewhere. Then they try to shove.
Can you imagine throwing you down a dark slide, not knowing where you're going?
My girlfriend started crying. My girlfriend Dawn and me and her are like hugging each other.
Didn't they have to take you out in the middle of it?
Because
Teresa was crying.
Uh-huh.
Teresa.
No, I wasn't crying. Dawn was crying. She was so scared.
Teresa, you said it was so scary. I think.
No, hold on.
You told me you were crying.
I wasn't crying because I. Don't cry over shit like that. I was scared. So scared. Oh, my God. It was horrible. So they try to throw me in a morgue drawer.
Can you imagine?
One thing I am is claustrophobic.
That's a problem. Yeah, I don't like that either.
They try to they put my son in a box and then spun him around. And I don't like satanic shit. I don't. I don't like there was like this haunted room and then it was like a church and they had. I don't like that. I don't like.
But I like being
shove you in
scared.
That
scared.
Demons and devils.
That.
I don't like
that's
it.
The thing. Right. I like being scared. I don't like being claustrophobic. And I don't like things that make me vomit. Like, I don't need that.
Yeah, no, there was a morgue drawer, like in CSI where they, like...
Put the dead bodies in?
Yeah, and they
That's
tried
to they
shove me
to put
in.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were trying to shove me in with my little fat ass. I'm like, I can't fit in here, and I'm claustrophobic. Get me out.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll take you.
Maybe I will go this year. Maybe we'll go together.
You know what? I want you, Nicole, to go because I will be outside waiting.
I really want to see.
You know what? I want you to go.
If it's really that scary that Dawn, our best friend, was crying.
Oh, good. I want you to go.
Okay.
I'm going to be the bold one walking and being like, I love this shit. And I'm going to come out bawling my eyes out like, they put me in a morgue drawer that's just dark and they were touching me. Yeah.
Wait a second. Is there like a safety thing, like a whistle that I can blow if I get nervous or something?
Cooper's going to get fondled by a monster.
Well, that I'm hoping for. That part I'll love.
A bald-headed monster.
A bald-headed monster who has high testosterone.
I love it. All right. Well, it's that time again. We've come to another end of this week's Girls in Heels. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love it if you shared our show with some people that you like. Help us get some more pairs of ears. The show is free. Not much in the world is, and that's how we get to stay on the air. If you tell people about us and we get to stick around, that's all we need. Email us your thoughts and questions, girlsinheelspodcast@gmail.com. Special thanks to the men in our lives, our producers Anthony and Dennis, who produce Girls in Heels every single week. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio. Hey, if you like podcasts, they have dozens of great ones. There's a great one called The Week in Podcasting, where they do like a recap of everything, and they love this show, and they've recapped us many times. So we want you to go listen to their show. It's sort of like, if you're like short attention span, it's really great. Plus, the hosts are Seth, Val, and Jeff, and they are radio professionals. So you're in good hands. Yeah, it's a really, really good show, and you'll laugh. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Ladies, I will see you next week.
Love you.
Kisses, Cooper.
We've got to discuss what shoes we're wearing. Okay, we'll save that for another time.
Okay.
Okay,
Teresa. We'll take pictures. We'll take pictures and post.
Teresa, Nicole, and I are going to be back next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thanks for downloading.
Mwah.